The walk home makes me feel considerably better. Yeah, I was fired, but I didn't like that job anyway. I'll just have to find another one. It's not the first time I've found myself in transition, not by a long shot. I ignore the stares of the people passing by. My bra is showing through my damp white t-shirt, the smear of pale green running down to the hem. There isn't anything I can do about it. The weather is warm, so I didn't wear a coat, and I had to leave my apron at the cafe. I just need to get to my apartment, shower, and figure out what to do next. The sun shines, and a little trickle of sweat runs down my back. It's a hot one. When I crossed the border into Washington State last year, I expected to drive into a rainy green forest. It turns out the eastern side of the state is dry, not terribly green, and hot as hell in the summer. I picked the town of Walla Walla because the internet said it was in Washington's wine country. And come on, who could resist that name? Wine country turned out to be less romantic than it sounded when I was 500 miles away. But there are good things about this town. The shops are cute, and I didn't have trouble finding a job. Keeping one is another story, but that isn't my fault. Although I can't help but wonder if maybe I should try a new line of work or go to school. After high school, college seemed pointless. My parents didn't go to college and did fine for themselves. Granted, we moved around a lot, and neither of them had what you'd call a career. And then they went and moved to Thailand the day after I turned 18. But they're free spirits. We spent most of my childhood living in an RV, not owning much of anything, moving from place to place. It wasn't a typical way to grow up, but there's nothing typical about my family. I miss them sometimes. I haven't seen my parents in years.